Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, May 22nd. We'll be taking a look at the city of Wichita and its schedule for reopening facilities.
Filing for unemployment continues to be a problem for many in Kansas. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Thunderstorms from southwestern Kansas last night will continue to move their way into the south-central part of the state. We're not expecting severe weather, but there could be some brief areas of heavy rain. Our complete forecast is on the way.
The city of Wichita is starting to reopen some buildings and services for residents. The city is continuing to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple held a news conference yesterday morning providing updates.
We want to make sure that we not only open the city safely, but also get back to providing services that people expect from us. So with that, the next week we are planning to open our municipal court.
Masks will be required in all city facilities. All city golf courses will open starting tomorrow. City Hall, all public libraries except Linwood, and the municipal courts will open next week on Tuesday. After that, city arts, dog parks, Linwood Library, neighborhood resource centers, park facilities, rentals, and playgrounds will then be open on June 1st, followed a day later by Cowtown on June 2nd. Century 2 is scheduled to reopen on June 15th, and the Mid-America All-Indian Center will open the next day on the 16th. The Wichita Art Museum will reopen on June 23rd. Of course, these dates are subject to change depending on the status of the coronavirus in town. The city says it will be posting updates on wichita.gov/coronavirus. A shooting at a Texas military base is being called terrorism-related.
The FBI said that shootout happened around 6:15 Thursday morning, and it forced the base to go into lockdown. A security guard was shot and wounded as the gunman approached, but she rolled over and hit a switch to close that gate before he could get inside. The gunman was then shot and killed. The AP identifying the gunman as Adam Salim El-Sali, a U.S. citizen from Corpus Christi. U.S. officials tell Fox News it took 5 hours to access the body in his car because a bomb squad had to be brought in with robots. It was to make sure El-Sali wasn't wearing an explosive vest, but that he had, quote, lots of ammo. The FBI thinks the second suspect is still out there.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer with that report. Problems still continue for some filing for unemployment in Kansas.
Phone lines are constantly busy, and online filing is also overwhelming for the system. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly tells KSN News the system, however, is improving.
There are a lot of him out there, and I know that. It has gotten better. I know for each individual who's not been able to get through, it doesn't feel better. But the fact of the matter is they've been able to respond to exponentially more calls than they've ever been able to do before.
Kelly says the state needs a brand new system at an estimated cost of $37 million.
It would be like repairing the airplane, you know, or building a new one while you're flying it. So it just, we're frustrated too, and we will keep doing everything that we can to respond to Kansans.
Calls for unemployment benefits during the pandemic have risen over 1,200% compared to the same time last year. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS breaking news at this hour. The final few hours of the state legislative session in Topeka, the state Senate worked all night long and finally passed a bill in the early hours this morning limiting Governor Kelly's emergency powers during COVID-19. And now the Kansas House of Representatives has voted to approve that measure by a vote of 76 to 34. The House vote came just minutes before the deadline to adjourn, which was 8 a.m., 4.5 minutes ago. So both the Senate and the House did pass that bill, which will now go to the governor's desk. Kansas's Republican Attorney General says the most recent state of emergency that Governor Kelly issued for the coronavirus pandemic is, quote, legally suspect.
Attorney General Derek Schmidt's legal opinion questioned orders that Kelly issued this month and her plan for reopening the economy. It came hours before the GOP-controlled legislature reconvened Thursday. Schmidt's opinion is not legally binding, but the legislature's Republican leaders are likely to cite it as they seek to pass a bill curbing Kelly's power to direct the state's response. Kelly issued two disaster declarations, but Schmidt says state law clearly gives a governor the power to issue only one. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
There are some new guidelines in place for pandemic procedure in the future. We'll see if those are something you might like or not like. And an iconic American company is getting back to work. Those details are next. KNSS News Time is 8:05. Does your water taste bad? Maybe like chlorine or chemicals? What about odor? How does it smell? Well, do you worry about what's in your water, what you and your family are drinking and showering in? Well, why not schedule your free, no-obligation Pentair water test right now? Pentair Water Systems doesn't even need to come into your home now to test your water with their zero-contact option. Find out now what's really in your water with just one phone call. Here's the number, 316-888-8388. You'll be amazed at what they find. With a Pentair water system for city or well water, you'll love the way your water tastes, and so will your family. They have both the industry-leading salt and salt-free systems. You'll love not lugging in bags of salt. And you'll love not hassling with buying bottled water, too. For your zero-contact, free Pentair water test, here's the phone number, 316-888-8388. That's 316-888-8388. There's never any pressure. Or you can schedule online at pentair.com/Wichita. With Steve and Ted on KNSS. The Memorial Day weekend is upon us. That traditionally means a big travel weekend for Americans. Sean Stewart with AAA Kansas tells KNSS News.
This Memorial Day, we're expecting to be the lowest travel volume of this weekend since we've been taking these statistics in 2000. So, you know, last year we had the second largest number of travelers on record. 43 million Americans traveled Memorial Day weekend.
Most folks will be traveling by car, and they will have low prices for gasoline. The average price in Kansas, $1.64 a gallon. That's the lowest in 17 years. Kansas also has the eighth lowest gasoline price right now in the U.S. New guidelines in place to help keep the pandemic under control. There's concern that those guidelines will not be well received.
How's this for a new normal? 50 days under a complete lockdown, followed by 30 days of social distancing. Then repeat the cycle. That is the prescription being proposed for future coronavirus flare-ups. It's contained in a study that looked at how the current pandemic played out across the globe. It found that 50 days seemed to be the optimal time of isolation to slow the spread. The authors admit the suggestion is far from perfect. On the plus side, it would save millions of lives and reduce the strain on hospitals. But on the minus side, the study estimates it would take up to 18 months for the pandemic to end. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Harley-Davidson is reopening its U.S. factories, but a little bit of a scaled-down effort.
Harley-Davidson's assembly plants in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania are reopening in stages after being closed for about 2 months. But production won't be the same as before the pandemic. Harley plans to pare back operations as a way to steer away from a years-long sales slide. It's calling this course correction Rewire, and it means fewer models with fewer options and colors. It's an approach luxury product makers often use, limit the availability and drive up demand. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
8:11 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And we were just talking about that $1.64 a gallon gasoline average here for Kansas, and we're bang on that average right here in Wichita. $1.64 a gallon is what we're seeing out there this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And as we take a look at that weather forecast heading into the holiday weekend, let's get the latest from meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A complex of showers and a few thunderstorms are making their way from west to east and moving across Wichita here this morning. Some of those may produce some heavier rainfall. This afternoon's high could get to about 78. Clearing tonight, our low 59. Tomorrow should be windy, warm, and humid with a high 86. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a wind out of the northwest gusting up to 27 miles per hour. Most of the scattered thunderstorms have lifted away from the area. It is 60 degrees. We're looking for a forecast high today, 78. Taking a look at that KNSS weather radar, yeah, most of that heavy rain has now moved on beyond Butler County and Cowley County, way off to our east. A little bit of a pop-up flare-ups over in Kingman County to our west, but they don't seem to be much, and they don't seem to have much lingering power right now. So a lot of that heavier stuff we had in the overnight hours is moving on away from our area. It's 8:13 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Of course, the host of the John Whitmer Show is John Whitmer, and he is his show is on KNSS on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. And we just simply hope that the legislative session, which was only supposed to last one day, is going to be over by the time John takes to the airwaves on Sunday night. Yeah, that is worthy of a laugh because the legislature kind of stayed in session all night long, John.
It did, although technically it did last only one day. They just wrapped up about 15, 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I just got off the phone with the majority leader, and they wrapped up about 20 minutes ago. This is the longest session in history now, just over 24, under 24 hours, rather. They gaveled in at 7:30 yesterday, and they gaveled out just about an hour under the deadline. So they made it within the 24-hour deadline. It was a long day. And to give you some perspective, legislators make about just under $88 a day. So your representatives in Topeka made $3.69 an hour for their day's work yesterday. So it's a long day. It's a lot of work for these guys. People don't realize the amount of toll it takes on a marriage and how difficult this is. $3.69 is hardly worth it for the amount of work that they've been putting in of late. But they got it done. They passed some property tax reform, some transparency, and a curb on the governor's ability to pass these onerous executive orders. So a long day. They got it done, and now they're heading home.
Was there anything that they didn't get to that they thought they might?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously Medicaid expansion, which, as far as I'm concerned, that's a good thing. But obviously, if you were a supporter of Medicaid expansion, it wasn't. They didn't get to the constitutional amendment on life, which is a bad thing for those of us like us who wanted it. And those opposed probably are glad that that didn't happen. So, yeah, but, you know, that's also that's called compromise. People, when there are wins and losses on both sides of the aisle. And so I guess you could say that that's what you call good lawmaking, that there are winners and losers on both sides. In the end, we'll see what the governor does. Here's the thing. The legislature has taken back some of the control on these executive orders. Mm-hmm. Now, the governor has 10 days. She could veto this bill. If she does, then technically she will not have the authority to issue any more executive orders. And if she does, I imagine the attorney general will sue her. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens. If she wants to have the authority to continue to issue executive orders, she will have to do so under the guidelines that the legislature just passed. If she doesn't, if she vetoes this bill, then I imagine she'll be going to court. So it's going to be interesting to watch over the next few days.
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out. I know you always have great guests on Sunday night, and we have some good names coming up.
We do, and I'm going to have Dan Hawkins come in. Dan will be on with us this week. He'll be in on Sunday. And, you know, the nice thing is we're finally broadcasting live again. So I will be live Sunday. We'll be able to take your calls again.
Hey!
I'm thrilled at that. Yes, finally. The Kelly cuffs are coming off, so we'll be live Sunday. But, and, you know, Corey Lewandowski, he was the campaign manager for the 2016 Trump campaign. He's an advisor on the 2020 Trump campaign. Okay. He'll be with us. And I guarantee you that you and everyone has probably heard the promos for the White Rhino Award. We will be announcing the winner of the 2020 White Rhino Award Sunday evening as well. So we got a lot coming up. Finally live, so we can take calls again. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, as long as we're reopening everything, let's reopen the John Whitmer Show.
Absolutely. This recorded stuff, we've had a couple of glitches along the way, which is because, you know, I'm not an expert at this like you guys are. So we've had a few snafus. It'll be nice to finally be live and actually get to talk to the listeners again.
Sounds good. And you'll have a fun, engaging show on Sunday night. And I know it'll be a good to be back in studio, won't it?
It will. And you know what also is nice? Being able to talk to you and not have Macintosh gramping in my ear every Friday morning. This is great. I don't know why you don't just do the Ted and Ted show. You know what I mean? I think this could be the new format. It could be the Ted Woodward show. What do you need this Steve Macintosh guy for?
Well, once again, I like the way you think. I'm running it up the flagpole right now.
Yeah, I got a feeling you can run it up the pole. It's not going to go very far.
Well, once again, John, thanks for being with us this morning. Have a good show Sunday night, 7 o'clock.
Thank you, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. That is John Whitmer, host of the John Whitmer Show, 7 o'clock Sunday nights, right here on KNSS. Sounds good. Thank you, John. It is 8:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's take a look at what's going on in sports as we hit that time of the morning. College sports. What about college football coming up in the fall? What's the prognosis for that coming up? Let's get some thoughts on college football from Jordan Cornette, who appeared on Spain and Company over on Sports Radio KFH.
I'm sure, at least we hope, that university presidents and athletic directors are going to be safe with this approach and not just worry about the dollar signs. But that is massive loss that you're talking about here, Sarah. But as we talk about the return in so many sports, mainly the professional ones as of late, these are all being discussed in a bubble environment. As we talk about college football, there's no discussion of a bubble environment naturally as it pertains to the sport. So the idea of student-athletes traveling to other campuses, playing these sports, while also the non-athletes on the campuses also have to abide by certain guidelines, you would think, to stay healthy and the virus doesn't spread, it feels extremely daunting, more so with college sports and college football as opposed to any professional sport we've discussed.
Yeah, it sure does. How about the National Hockey League trying to come up with a plan to get its season resumed again?
The National Hockey League is reportedly considering an idea to scrap what is left of its regular season and create a playoff tournament that would include 24 of the league's 30 teams. The idea would be to take the top 12 seeds in each conference, with the bottom three in each saying goodbye to the season. Of the 12 teams in each conference, the top four in the standings as of now would receive byes into the second round. A bracket would see teams seeded 5th through 12th play best of 5-game series, and then we would get down down to the traditional 16 playoff teams for best-of-seven series until the Stanley Cup would get decided. The executive committee for the NHL Players Association discussing this in a meeting today, and the idea for such a postseason would be for games to get played without fans. Jared Max, Fox News.
Earlier in the week, former Kansas Jayhawk Paul Pierce made some comments that he does not include LeBron James in his top five NBA players of all time. Some younger folks started really railing against that, and the cool kids apparently mocking Paul Pierce's point of view on this. Some thoughts from Will Cain, The Will Cain Show, over on KFH.
LeBron James is in my top five players of all time. I have him at number three. I think the Jordan versus LeBron debate is totally manufactured to give us content. I think Jordan is unassailably the top player of all time. I don't think LeBron James is number two. I think that is the criminally underrated Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But I do have LeBron at number three, followed by Bill Russell and Magic Johnson. That would be my top five players. But Paul Pierce feels differently. And everybody is pointing and laughing, pointing and mocking. Very few are actually doing any arguing. Because somehow, some way, Paul Pierce has found his way into the unpopular crowd. I have liked Paul from day one since he was on ESPN, because I think he's interesting. I think he has independent thought. I think he says things that aren't simpatico with the groupthink cool kids, and for that he must be punished.
the sports jargon goes on and on that Paul Pierce can have his opinion, and so can everyone else. It is 8:22 with Steve and Ted. By the way, we have a pretty interesting broadcast of classic sports coming up on Monday night, and that is another one of our NFL classic games, which we've been having on Monday nights recently. How about the rebroadcast of Super Bowl I?
Cool.
Between the Green Bay Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs. I've never heard the radio broadcast of Super Bowl I. I think it will be really interesting to listen to radio coverage from that from 53 years ago. And that'll kind of close out Memorial Day weekend. That'll be at 7 o'clock on Monday evening on Memorial Day. Super Bowl I, Chiefs-Packers. And that will be on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. I think that could be pretty cool, so tune in for that. That's sports with Steve and Ted. It is 8:23 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS as we take a look at traffic and weather coming up. And the mob is lying to you, but a very embattled few are telling you the truth. Sean Hannity Morning Minute coming up on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.